Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Through the Bible. We're going from Genesis to Revelation as it happened. And so we're not reading, the Bible's not written in chronological order. It's written longest book to the shortest book. And I've said this so many times. Genesis alone covers some 2,500 years. We're going all the way down to the book of Revelation, which is the last book. But right before we get there, it's the shortest book in Jude. So we go from the longest book to the shortest book. And that's how the Bible's written. So each book's a little shorter than one before. So what we're doing, we're reading this in chronological order. So you start to get laid out in your mind like, oh, that's why that happened. Oh, that's why they did that. Oh, that's why they should have done this. God's a real smart God. He's got it all laid out. So we're picking up today in Genesis 37 about how the ark was made and what God's doing with it. And it's just a phenomenal story. But before we do that, we're going to read Proverbs chapter 3 today. I tell people all the time, for the almost 40 years we've done ministry, when I was a high school administrator, we would do a proverb a day. I don't care what class we're teaching. Okay, get your Bible open. Let's read a proverb. Because I want to know, this book will create its own hunger. It creates its own hunger. Now, some proverbs are long, some are short, but they're all full of wisdom, And so Proverbs chapter 3. Now, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I've not left the King James. I still study the King James, but I don't speak King James. I speak modern English. So chapter 3 of Proverbs, verse 1, my child, never forget the things I've taught you. Well, that's good to tell you, kids. You ever told your kid that? Please remember this. Don't forget this. Store my commands in your heart. Well, they will give you a long, satisfying life. Never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Stay loyal. Stay kind. Keep my commandments. You have a long, satisfying life. I just tell my kids, you want to have a long, satisfying life? Well, sure. Well, then do what the Bible says. You want to have a long, satisfying life? Yeah. Well, do what God's asking you to do. But if you don't read it, you don't know what he's asking you to do. You got to put his word in your heart. Store these words in your heart that you'll have a long, satisfying life. Joshua 1:8. Store these laws in your heart. Put the word of God in there. So it has great benefit. Then you will find favor both with God and people. You will gain a good reputation. Well, who doesn't want that? Just read in chapter 3 of Proverbs, you just read these first four verses. What are you trying to do? Well, remember what I've taught you. Everything I've taught you is going to give you a long, satisfying life. Long, satisfying life. Then I want you to find favor with God and people. I want you to have a good reputation. I want you to have favor with God, favor with people, have a long life, satisfying life, have a good reputation. How do you get all that? You got to get in the Word of God. There are carnal benefits to the Word of God. I mean, people, that's a spiritual book. Yeah, but God's got real common sense, and so it's real good. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your paths. Don't be impressed with your wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord. Turn your back on evil. Then you regain renewed health and vitality. How do you regain renewed health and vitality? Turn your back on evil. Oh, that's a deep. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with your best part of everything that your hand produces. Then God will fill your barns with grain. Your vats will overflow with the finest wine. My child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you. Whoa, here's a good one. Don't ignore it when God disciplines you. Don't be discouraged when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as the Father corrects children that he delights in. Happy is the person who finds wisdom and gains understanding. For the profit of wisdom is better than silver. Its wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can desire will compare with wisdom. She offers in her right hand riches and honor. And in her left, she will guide you down delightful paths. Well, riches, honor, and delightful paths. How do you get that? Fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Psalm 34. I pray this every day. I pray it this morning. I'll pray it tonight before I go to sleep. Father, I give you permission. Teach my family now to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom, Proverbs 3:16 brings long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? Long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? Long life, riches, and honor. How do you get long life, riches, and honor? You need to fear God. How do you fear God? You need to ask him to teach you to fear him. Father, please, I'm asking you, teach me and my family every day to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom, Proverbs 3:16 comes long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? I want long life, riches, and honor for me and my family. How do you get that? I need to fear God. How do you get that? I need to ask him. It's a simple process. It really is. When I started teaching high school kids, oh, so many years ago, and I would go through Proverbs, and we went through Leviticus, and we went through Deuteronomy. We go through the books of the Bible, and it was a revelation all of them because nobody reads that stuff. Well, I don't read that part of the Bible. Well, that's because nobody has. They carry a Bible with them like it's like their Tinkerbell. It's a magic wand, but nobody reads it. You got to read the Word of God. It's loaded. Woo, that's just good. And so, pick up verse 13. Happy is the person who finds wisdom, gains understanding. For the profit of wisdom is better than silver and gold. Her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing can compare with her. She will guide you down delightful paths. Her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace it. Happy are those who hold tightly. Man, grab wisdom and hang on to it. By wisdom, the Lord's founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth. And the clouds poured down rain. My child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Ooh, that's good. Verse 21. Don't lose sight of good planning. Proverbs 3:21. Don't lose sight of good planning. You know, a man needs to plan. God directs us that man needs to plan. Ooh, that's good. Hang on to them. They fill you with life. They bring you honor and respect. They keep you safe on your way. Keep your feet from stumbling. You can lie down without fear. Enjoy pleasant dreams. You need not be afraid of disaster or destruction that comes from the wicked. For the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help. If you can, help your neighbor now. Don't say, come back tomorrow, then I'll help you. Don't plot against your neighbor. Well, they trust you. Don't make accusations against somebody who has not wronged you. Don't envy violent people. Don't copy their ways. Such wicked people are an abomination to God, but he offers friendship to the godly. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but his blessing is on the home of the upright. Man, you ought to get outside and get you some West Nile and North your doorpost. Father, you promised me your blessings on my house. I've told all my kids, you get a new home, you buy a home, you rent a home, you go outside and just take a little, dip your finger in some oil, just put a little greasy spot above your door. Father, I anoint my house. My house is blessed. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. Somebody needs to declare it. The blessing is on the home of the upright. The Lord mocks mockers, but he shows favor to the humble. The wise inherit honor. The fools are put to shame. And that's Proverbs chapter 3. That alone will get you a great day. That'll be a great day. So, Exodus 37. Woo, this is real good. So now, the ark is made out of acacia wood. 3 3/4 feet long. 2 4 feet wide, 2 4 feet high. It was overlaid with pure gold inside and out. Had a molding of gold all the way around. 4 gold rings were fashioned to its 4 feet. 2 rings on each side. He made poles from acacia wood, overlaid them with gold, put the poles to the rings the size of the ark to carry it. And people, this was not a lightweight box, by the way. Then, from pure gold, it made an arch cover, the place of atonement. It was 3 3/4 feet long, 2 4 feet wide. He made 2 figures of cherubim out of hammered gold and placed them on the 2 ends of the atonement cover. They were made so they were actually part of the atonement cover. It was all one piece. The cherubim faced each other as they looked down on the atonement cover, and their wings were stretched out above the atonement cover to protect it. Then they made a table out of acacia wood, 3 feet long, 1 1/2 foot wide, 2 1/2 feet high. It was overlaid with pure gold, with a gold molding around the edges. A rim about 3 inches wide was attached along the edges of the table. A gold molding ran around the rim. He cast 4 rings of gold and attached them to the 4 legs of the table next to the rim. They were made to hold the carrying poles in place. He made the carrying poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. Next, using pure gold, he made the plates, dishes, bowls, pitchers to be placed on the table. The utensils used for pouring out the drink offerings. Listen, the plates, the forks, the knives, they were all made of absolute pure gold. The utensils were made out of gold, people. Oh, my goodness. Then he made a lampstand. Again, using pure hammered gold, its base, center, stem, lamp cups, blossoms, buds, were all one piece. The lampstand had 6 branches, 3 going up from each side, and 1 from the center stem. Each of the branches, 6 branches, had a cup shape like an almond blossom, complete with buds and petals. The stem of the lampstand was also decorated with 4 almond blossoms, 1 blossom beneath each pair of branches. They extended from the center stem. The decorations of the branches were all of one piece of the stem, and they were all hammered from pure gold. This was incredible craftsmanship. Absolutely. You're not going to go to any store in the world and find this. And phenomenal. He also made the 7 lampstands, the lamp snuffers, the trays, all of pure gold. The entire lampstand, all of its accessories, was made from 75 pounds of pure gold. 75 pounds of pure gold. Woo! The incense altar was made of acacia wood, 18 inches square, 3 feet high. And its corners made the one piece of wood as the altar itself. He overlaid the top, the sides, the horns of the altar with pure gold, with a gold molding around the edge. 2 gold rings were placed on the opposite sides beneath the molding to hold the carrying poles. The carrying poles were made of acacia wood overlaid with pure gold. Then he made the sacred oil for the anointing of the priests and the fragrant incense using the techniques of the most skilled incense maker. This even the incense, the smell. What'd you have? Well, they had a very skilled incense maker. Where'd you get that perfume? We have a skilled perfume maker. I remember when I used to buy perfume from a wife. You go down to, you know, the big department stores, and you know, and I'm a novice. I want to get something that smells good. So how do you do that? Well, you have to sniff it. They spread on a little card. Here, smell this, Mr. McGee. How do you like that? That's pretty good. Well, how do you like this? Well, after about 6 or 7 sniffs, you're confused. You don't remember what you smell. So you got to step outside the store, take some deep breaths, clean your nostrils out, go back in and try it again. So I remember I'd take my daughters with me sometime. What are you going to do? Well, Dad, I'm buying your mother some perfume for anniversary or birthday or whatever it is. And so I wanted something good. So I never bought cheap perfume. So I wanted the good stuff. Well, even the good stuff, the expensive stuff, may smell horrible. No? So you got to know what smells good. So I would go in and said, I'd narrow it down to usually 2 or 3. So we'd step back out inside in the mall every now and just take a break, you know, go get us an Orange Julius or something to drink. Come back in. Okay, let's narrow it down to 2. And so we'd have 2. I remember I'd sniff the card. Can you spray that one again with that perfume? Sniff the card. Yeah, I like this one. So it was not just a flippant thing. It's very detailed. I love my wife. I want her to smell good. And so I take great detail in getting her what she liked. Now, years ago, my first wife passed away after 45 years of marriage, and I got remarried. Well, Angel, my wife now, she likes one kind of perfume and one kind only. It's special made. Matter of fact, she has the bottle special made. And so that's all she's ever worn. And so I'm asking, you know, my first wife, she'd like to vary it up, you know. Well, let's get something different next time. Let's get something. Angel likes to say, now I love the smell. When I smell that, I know Angel's in the room. I mean, if I walk in the house, Angel's here. If I go down the hallway and she's been through, Angel's been through here. She smells like Angel. And that's the name of the perfume. It's Angel perfume. It's just phenomenal. So what you got to do, you got to find what smells good. God likes things that smell good. God likes things that look good. I mean, he's into detail. So just think about it. You are the apple of God's eye. God loves you just like you are. I don't care what you think about yourself. God smiles every time he looks at you. You got so many angels around you, you cannot count them. God has angels assigned just to you, and they watch over his word to perform it. And people say, well, where's my angel at? Well, they answer the word of God. So give God something to work with. Father, I thank you today. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm surrounded with divine favor. People like me don't even know why. That's the word of God. Well, angels watch over the word of God to bring it to pass. Father, I thank you today. I have divine favor. Psalm 5:2, you promised to surround the righteous with the shield of divine favor. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I am surrounded with divine favor. Therefore, everywhere I go with divine favor. People like me, they don't even know why. What are you doing? I'm quoting the word of God. Well, angels have to bring that word to pass. So when you say something, don't make up your own words. Quote some scripture. Read a proverb. Read a psalm. Find your favorite verse. Put on little cards. I used to carry 3x5 cards in my pockets. What are these? These are my favorite scriptures, and I quote them on myself all the time. So the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. That's the word of God, guys, and it's real good. God bless. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Talk to you later. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.